with the latest news now.
Three men and two women have been charged by the CPS on suspicion of spying for Russia. They are alleged to have gathered information intended to be directly or indirectly useful to an enemy between 2020 and 2023. The Bank of England chose not to heap more pressure on mortgage holders today as it kept its interest rates unchanged for the first time in almost 2 years. Craig Earlham, market analyst from Oanda, has looked at reasons the interest rate remains unchanged.
The inflation data that we saw this week tipped them over the edge towards hold. Governor Bailey voted for the hold, ultimately having the casting vote because the vote itself was 5-4 in favour of maintaining interest rates at 5.25%.
Family members of Chris Carber, who was shot by a police marksman, became emotional as the officer appeared in court charged with murder. Mr. Carber died in South East London on September the 6th last year. New research on behalf of the British Medical Association found that 63% of us were in favour of the government paying doctors more and settling the long-running dispute over pay. I spoke to a consultant who was striking at the Leeds General Infirmary.
For me personally, as a senior doctor, it's not really about pay, it's about the recruitment and retention of doctors and trying to keep the NHS alive, really, for the people of this country. We need them to listen, so a credible offer, we would listen.
Rupert Murdoch is being praised for being a bold, brilliant, visionary leader. It's after it's been announced that the 92-year-old would retire as chairman of his Fox and News Corp businesses. And new research is suggesting that it may be possible to talk to plants and warn them of dangers. Using light as a messenger, researchers are developing tools that enable plants to communicate with humans and humans to communicate with plants. And that's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Ellie Robson.
Radio Works.
While the Bank of England has decided against rising the base rate, new research reveals almost one in five people aged 18 to 49 believe they'll never be able to afford to save for a mortgage. Here's Richard Cook from housing developer Latimer.
Almost 60% of the people we surveyed don't own a home, with many worried they might never be able to save enough to get a mortgage. We believe shared ownership holds the key to unlocking home ownership for many of these people. It can massively reduce the deposits people need to buy a new home, making it much more affordable.
Radio Newark weather with the YMCA Village.
In the late afternoon and heading into the evening, it should stay windy, especially in the north, with showers easing across much of England. Temperatures dropping as low as 10 degrees Celsius.
Radio Newark weather with the YMCA Village, here for young people. Check out our impressive range of recreational activities for young people. It's the perfect way to stop the kids from getting bored this summer. See ymcanewarkshower.org for details.
Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
One is you make me happy, two is you set me free from all the things that help me, better from just being me. Thank you for all the sweetness, now I can finally breathe. Now I can finally breathe, but baby, don't you see? I still get frustrated, I can lie. When you keep on doing things I don't like, and I hate your friends, and I hate your mood, and I still love you. I got 21 reasons why I do. Is the way you
four, five, six, seven, and nine, ten. Keep on counting. I still love you. I got 21 reasons why.
Good evening and welcome to Radio Newark Sport. It's a very big welcome from Gorey. Got with me tonight, we have Joy now as normal. And I've got Steph and Michael from Newark and Sherwood football team. So, looking forward to chatting to those guys. Big thank you for last week. Really enjoyed that as well to the guys. So we are going to crack on in a few minutes with the boys and we're going to talk about what's been going on in local sport. So we'll see you guys very, very shortly. Welcome back to Radio Newark Sport with Gorey. Welcome from myself and Joino. Along with us this evening, we've got Steph and Michael from Newark and Sherwood FC. So, thank you very much for coming in, guys. Pleasure to be here.
Great to be here.
Yeah, lovely to meet you guys. So we're just going to go through a little bit of the what's been happening, and I know this isn't as local as we think, obviously, but Steph, you're going to tell us a little bit about Colin. Colin Murphy's passed away this week.
Colin Murphy, well, very local. Colin's Collingham.
Oh, was he? Originally?
Yeah, he lives in Collingham. And so Collingham, for those that don't know Colin Murphy, and anybody that's been around football will know Colin Murphy. He was one of the most amazing managers that Lincoln City ever had in terms of the way he approached everything. Very, very famous for his saying, the deranged ferret. The players were running around like deranged ferrets, and that actually spurred the Lincoln City fanzine, which was subsequently called the Deranged Ferret.
Wow.
Colin unfortunately suffered a stroke while he was, I think he was assistant manager or coach at Hull City. And when he was going through his sort of recuperation from his stroke, he started coming over to the Lincoln games, and he'd appear up in the executive lounge at the Lincoln games in his Hull City jacket. So we had a chat in the boardroom and said, look, you know, Colin should be in the boardroom. But if he's going to come in the boardroom, he's not coming in that Hull City coat. So we put him in front of the cameras and said to Colin, look, we'd like to make an announcement that you've got, you know, lifetime open access to the boardroom for every game. But you need to wear this. And we gave him and presented him with a Lincoln City jacket.
Wow.
With Colin Murphy on it. And, yeah, very, very sad. And great guy, seen around Collingham all the time. Used to come down and to the football in Collingham, very often at the cricket as well, sitting there watching the cricket. Just a very, very nice guy with the most amazing creative mind. Some of the things that he said in that dressing room would have just absolutely spun players' heads around. But you know what? He used to get results out of him. He used to make things happen. What a great guy.
Well, can we say those things these days? I'm not sure, can we?
Well, I think he didn't say those things. He wasn't that type of man. Okay. The words that used to come out were all sorts. The deranged ferret. I mean, where does that come from?
Amazing, isn't it? Really, you know, to the family, all the very best. And that was very sad this week. So thanks for that, Steph. Over to Joyner. Joyner's going to talk about the ladies rugby, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm just going to give a special mention to the Newark Rugby Club. They're looking at the minute of resurrecting their ladies section. And Ian Gooden, the head of the women's rugby at the club, he's basically trying to get the ladies side, the senior ladies that is, back up and running. They hold training on Wednesday nights between 7 and 8.30 down at Kelham Road. And I'm sure himself and the club would wish everybody that wants to try out, whether you play the game or you're a novice and you just want to come in and play, I'm sure they'll welcome with open arms.
Great. So we had Matt Coven talking about the ladies rugby, and it's going so well down there. It's an amazing setup. Michael, we're going to go over to you because obviously I had Scott in last week. So
yeah, I mean, you can't not pick Scott Wrigley out of the paper because last weekend was the 15th of his 20 events for Children's Bereavement Centre, and it's arguably the toughest one because it was the Equinox over at Beaver Castle.
Yeah.
Where it was a 10-kilometer track, and he ran 120 kilometers over 24 hours. I was down there to see him at the end of the 24 hours, and it's fair to say that not only physically but mentally, it was tough running through the night. You can just imagine with in the dark, up and down the hills. He had a miner's lamp on his head for the evening to see where he was going. But he really, really, you know, pushed it through. And I think we should all give him a round of applause, really. I think it's unbelievable what he's doing and what he did. And I'd also like to say that if you've seen him with a pint of Guinness at the end of that, I actually bought that pint for him because I thought, you know, after 120 kilometres, I should do something to reward him. So a pint of Guinness was his reward. So
he's done amazing. I mean, he came in the other week and, you know, what he's doing is just phenomenal.
It is.
No, so well done to Scott. And you know, the Bereavement Centre will be really, really, must be really proud of what he's doing. So I'm just going to mention a couple of little stories. Two young riders from Newark. have just gone into the cyclocross, and they've done really, really well. You know, out of the whole field, they came in seventh and seventh, and so that's Florence and the brother there. So, you know, well done to those two guys. They've done amazing. The other thing I wanted to mention was a Newark, so Radio Newark, had a presence there on the weekend. It was the Dragon Boat Race, which was a really successful event. I know you guys had a team in there, at least one.
Well, we were there with the round table, actually, this year.
Oh, OK.
I got my hand pushed in the air to be a cox on the boat. I literally, my voice has only just come back after shouting, one, two, banging the drum. In fact, we ended. I was then asked to put on a duck outfit. I do say yes far too easily to these things. So I'm there sitting on this high chair where you're wobbling about. You feel really actually unsafe on the cox's chair, banging the drum, and we're shouting quack, quack, instead of one, two, to try to make sure that everybody on my boat could hear me. And I obviously wasn't doing it quite fast enough because we were about one-tenth of a second out from the semi-finals. And Chris Cohen's team, CF Construction, who are based out at Basingham, picked up the win, picked up the trophy. So it was it was a brilliant turnout again. It just gets better and better every year. In terms of the number of people that seem to be come down to it. So it's a great
event. Chris doesn't know your lads won, because I don't think Chris turned up, did he?
No, I didn't see Chris going there himself.
Well, if you were there, Chris, well, we apologise. We didn't see.
But I'm sure he bought them all a drink afterwards.
Oh, I bet you did.
I have to be honest, the drummer's position is the worst of anybody on that boat. I've sat in the boat and I've looked at the drummer and there is fear in their eyes, so fair play, Steph. To be sat there for three races, that is some going.
Yeah, well done. No, it's a brilliant event. Radio Newark were there as well. I know Phil was mentioned he was on the high seas for doing the radio, but that's a bit of a roundup from local sport this week. So we're going to be right back talking to Michael and Steph from Newark and Sherwood.
Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
The ASA regulates UK ads across all media, including radio, to make sure they stick to the rules. You should be able to trust the ads you hear, whether you love them or hate them. So we're by your side and keeping our ears open, because every little helps. The ASA, keeping ads legal, decent, honest and truthful. Oh, yes.
Find fantastic entertainment on your doorstep at the Palace Theatre Newark. From hilarious comedy to absorbing drama, star names to terrific tributes, find family fun, romantic date ideas and big nights out with friends, all in the heart of town. Find the full programme and book now at palacenewark.com or call Newark 655 755.
Everybody needs more space, or ideally an extra room. Whether you want a new shed, a summer house, a garden office or a bespoke outside building, you need the Shed Brothers. Our business is built on quality and honesty. We provide the full service, from a free survey to design and installation. And we're family run. We're the Shed Brothers. We're brothers and we make sheds and all sorts of timber buildings. Check out the Shed Brothers on social media or online at theshedbrothers.co.uk. Radio Newark.
Tonight, I can take the heat, baby. Best believe that's the moment I shine. 'Cause every romance shakes and it bends. Don't give a damn.
Hello and welcome back to Radio Newark Sport. Obviously with me, Stephen, I have Joino, and we're talking to Steph and Michael from Newark and Sherwood Football Club. Welcome, chaps.
Good to be here.
We know, let's talk about Newark and Sherwood. So where we are today, we're at Collingham. So let's go back a little bit to when we first started. It was the old Simos. A little bit sad. Ground got taken away, didn't it? So... it's
developers, housing developers don't get a good rap, and absolutely deservedly in this particular case.
That's a good start. That's what I wanted to get
in. Yeah, when a housing developer buys a sports ground, it's a tragedy. It's an absolute tragedy. It isn't something actually to joke about. I was talking to somebody the other day who lives just down the road from there, and in terms of a loss to that community, that facility, is a irreplaceable. And it wasn't just football, there was bowls down there, there was all sorts of other
cricket, it was a well-known cricket venue,
tennis courts as well.
It was a sad day when it got took away, definitely. So Michael, let's start with you. How did you get involved in Newark and Sherwood?
I'm sort of not very local lad, who's a local lad having been here for 20 odd years, and Steph and I have known each other for a few years through business, and one of the things that I wanted to get more involved in was sport. I love my sport. Some would say, as a Manchester United fan, that's not loving sport, but that's where I am sort of from my heritage. But I love my sport, and I wanted to do more locally, and so went to a few games with Steph and got chatting, and Steph was saying, if you can give us a hand with some of the commercial, bring some of my business experience, take a bit of weight, I think, in terms of support. Obviously, the vision for Newark and Sherwood is about not just the football, although the football is absolutely imperative. It's also about community, the local business community, the people, sporting community. So it's just a great opportunity to get involved and support the development of a great club and grow it in the area. And we've got some fantastic plans, but obviously we're where we are at the moment because of what you were just talking about. So it's about where we go next and the future. So
it does take time a little bit, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
So before 20 years living in Newark, you are a Manchester boy, are you?
Brought up in the Northwest, yeah, absolutely. So used to get the train into Old Trafford in the 80s and what have you. So, yeah.
Okay, no worries. Okay, Steph, let's talk about you. Come on, because you're local, aren't you? So, and you've been around a while. So let's add a little start. Come on.
Oh, God. How far back are we going to go? I'm probably officially the oldest person in this room here today. I'm now the wrong side of 60, which just turned 61. So I basically moved to Collingham when I was 15. Started going in Collingham Football Club at the age of 15. I remember getting my knuckles wrapped for taking 50 quid out of the slot machine there, but they were very
legally or illegally.
They were very happy when I was putting it in, and then when I hit the jackpot, I had a £50 jackpot on the slot machine. Pulled 50 quid out, and somebody came and tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Are you 18?" So that was the start of my relationship really with Collingham Football Club, and I was on the committee at Collingham Football Club. I've never been a footballer. I've never been.
Never played at
any level, really. I enjoy kicking a football about, and actually I'm now in a competitive team. I've signed up for Collingham walking football team, and we're actually going to be putting a team into the Lincoln League, so I'll be playing competitive walking football, which I do with Pat, actually, who's I'm jumping about all over the place here.
That's right.
Pat Douglas, who's, we need to remember, is doing a walk on Sunday from Lincoln City Stadium, from the LNER Stadium, back to Collingham. So it's about a 15-mile walk, raising funds for motor neurone disease.
Now that's another great cause, isn't it?
So. Yeah, so Pat is, you know, and I think that's important because the people that make football happen are the volunteers. There's just characters that make football at all clubs happen, and without those people, it will not happen. And football plays, all sports plays such a big part, you know, in our communities.
Yeah.
And so once I started my business up in Collingham as a job in builder, and then got approached by Paul Hyde. And anybody who knows anybody in football knows Paul Hyde.
You're not enjoying it, you know.
I know Paul, yeah. Very well.
You know Paul very well. And Paul had taken over the first team at Collingham and had great ambitions for Collingham, see how far he could take them. And he wanted a sponsor. So Paul will, if you ever chat to Paul about my sponsorship of Collingham Football Club whilst he was there, we set up a post office account. He says he's still got the post office book. I put some money in the post office account, and then we used it to pay some of the expenses for the players, and we did really well. We got Collingham Football Club up to the Central Midlands Supreme Division, which was the highest that they'd ever played. Had some great runs in the Floodlit Cup, and got the promotions. So you know that went really, really well. In the end, that team moved over to Retford, and there was a story that sits behind that. And a few years later, because I'd sort of got my appetite whetted with football and the very much the business side of football, sort of, and the other things that football can deliver, I got a friend who was involved at Lincoln City. Lincoln were going through some serious financial problems, and so I ended up getting involved in Lincoln City, became a director and chairman of Lincoln City Football Club. We took Lincoln City, working very closely with Dave Roberts, who was the chief exec there. I brought Dave in as chief exec, and Dave's very heavily involved at Newark Town Football Club. So we've got some really good people, you know, in Newark that are involved in football.
You need that, though, don't you? Whichever club.
Absolutely, which is absolutely what you need. So, yeah, so I've sort of had 10 years at Lincoln. We got into the playoffs 5 times in those 10 years. We never got promoted, never got relegated, never got promoted. Had some interesting managers, first manager being Keith Alexander.
That's another chap, isn't it?
Another guy we've lost, yeah. And, you know, Keith was a fantastic manager for Lincoln and a great person, actually.
He was.
And then a range of other managers. And then I stood down in 2010 from Lincoln City and thought, well, I'll just keep away from football for a while because it does take over your life. It can be all-consuming.
Oh, well, that's a good point to start. We're going to come back in a second. I'm just going to have a little break because that's a really good point to see how you got back into it then and stuff. Just see you guys in a second.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair. But her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the is their life on Mars. on America's tortured brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing more, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again, as I ask you to vote for some sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the lawman beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll ever know. In the best-selling show, is there life on
Welcome back to Radio Newark Sport with Gorey. We've got Steph and Michael with us from Newark and Sherwood. And we got up to 2010, Steph, before the break. So, and you had a little break from football, didn't you?
I had a break from football, but sponsored Newark Town Football Club then. So Dave Roberts was very much involved with Newark Town. And I think at the time, Newark were playing out of Collingham, or certainly moved to Collingham very shortly after 2010. So I was shirt sponsor for Newark Town, I think from 2012 to 2022, for 10 years. Not involved in the running of the club at all, but very, you know, supportive behind the scenes. And then I got involved in the Newark Sports Association. Okay. So I was asked to come on and chair that whilst they were trying to sort out what is now obviously the YMCA site. So that was that whole concept there was sort of created through the Newark Sports Association. Paul Bagley and a team of people that had got a vision for trying to get better facilities for football in Newark, as simple as that. And
I mean, that's another pitch that was back in the day. It was a great, there was a stadium there.
Yeah,
and then that's gone. There's no grass there now. Obviously, you've got the Newark Town 4G, but that's another example of, you know, where we could have actually built a really nice football stadium.
Yep.
Yeah. But you know, what's been delivered is a facility that hopefully will continue to grow and offer you know, something for Newark. Mm. So I've been in and around lots of things, I suppose, really just trying to help where I can help. And then in the final season that I was involved at Newark Town, I brought Nathan Arnold in as manager, Nathan Arnold, the manager. I suppose my role there was to help with the financing of that, and so I used to, it was working very closely with Nathan during that season, and it was a great season, and there was success there for Newark, and Newark were promoted to Step 6. And you know, it's always going to be very controversial when you move from one club to another. You know, I could also see that there was an opportunity to bring Newark Flowserve back into town. And I suppose for me, you know, I have these sort of ideas as a business person. You know, you're an entrepreneur, you want to try to create something. And what I felt was, through some meetings that we had about the future of football in Newark, was that there was an absolute desire for Newark to have a high-performing, semi-professional football club. And I couldn't see another way to do it apart from getting hold of a club and really trying to professionalise it.
So that's when Newark, well, Flowserver was out at Basford, wasn't it?
That, they were playing out of Basford, very much hanging on to life. You know, the fans obviously were not going to continue travelling out to Basford year on year. And so there was a good chance that the whole club would have folded. There was nowhere actually to host Step 5 football in Newark. So we had talks about merging the clubs together, and for whatever reason that didn't go forward, and I think that's probably a good decision. You know, you can see now Newark Town are thriving, which is absolutely brilliant.
I was just going to say, actually, you've got Newark Town and Newark Sherwood. It's never had two such good football clubs in Newark. You know, if you go back to the Simmers days, we were not Step Football. You know, we didn't have the floodlights, but we were in the Knots Alliance, which, as a standard, I think was a very, very good standard. Where it sits in the pyramid, I couldn't really tell you. But the current status of Newark football, I think, is in a really, really good place.
Yeah.
Most of the teams that was in that era that you're talking about are now playing Step 5, Step 6, Step 7 sides now. So that was a good league in its day, don't get me wrong. But the opportunity now for the up-and-coming footballer, you've got Step 5, you've got two teams at Step 6, if you include Southwall, which is only 8 miles down the road. And then in Step 7, you know, you've got Southwall Reserves.
Collingham,
who are top of their league at the minute. And then even when you go into what 8 is now called the Grassroots, you've got RHP, Elston. Even clubs outside of Newark now are getting teams together. So for me, if you're a 16, 17-year-old now, the options are so much more vast than it was 20 years ago.
Yeah, definitely.
I agree. We'll come back in a minute, because obviously you're at Collingham at the moment. We'll come back and talk about that. We're just going to have a quick break and we'll be back shortly.
Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants, for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
Smith's Timber Merchants are a family-run business serving the local community. Our range of products is enormous and our customer service is second to none. It's one of the reasons we've been around since 1862, and we offer free local delivery with no minimum value. We're open Monday to Saturday from 8 till 5 and Sundays from 10 till 2. Smith's Timber Merchants are proud to be local. Visit us on Appleton Gate, Newark. Call Newark 702573 or find us online at smithstimber.co.uk.
Newark Bathrooms and Kitchens are a local, independent, family-run business. We supply and fit bathrooms and kitchens, and we've been serving the Newark area for the last 10 years. We do everything, from a single tap to a full bathroom or kitchen, all supplied and fitted. Come and visit our large showroom, with designs for all styles and budgets on display. We're next to the police station on Queen's Road in Newark. When you're planning your next bathroom or kitchen, think Newark Bathrooms and Kitchens. Call Newark 703-4001 or check out our website, newarkbathroomsandkitchens.co.uk.
Welcome back to Radio Newark Sport. This is Gorey, and Joino and I welcome Steph and Michael from Newark and Sherwood this evening. And just off air, we've just had a very, very interesting conversation around about the two good sides that we've got in Newark and the facilities. So at the moment, Steph, Michael, we're at Collingham.
Yep.
Great facilities.
Fantastic facilities, haven't we? Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the volunteers that are down there from the Collingham Club and our own club that put that on and make that happen, you know, never underestimate, because without the volunteers, without the people who turn up day in, day out to support it, and we see that with the members of the Collingham Club as well, don't we, on a regular basis, always in the bar, which, you know, fantastic. But the facilities there are top-notch, you know, and really for ourselves, we look at that and we look at Newark and go, where's our facilities of similar ilk? Because they just aren't the same, are they?
No, I mean, so obviously you're quite a Collingham, you've got your histories with Collingham. Is that how you decided to, did you have a chat with those guys and say, look, is there an opportunity to get them back from Basford? Is that how that all sort of materialised?
Well, pretty much. I had a chat to them at the YMCA and then went down to Collingham, and just Collingham were just so keen to make it happen. And obviously for them, the win was that they were going to get the pitch upgraded to step five, and there was some investment that needed to be made to make that happen. But, you know, I was very happy to do that and put that investment in, because at the end of the day, you know, we have just built 200 houses in Collingham. You know, we are based in Collingham. We're making money as a company through Collingham. And so, therefore, it's putting something back into the village, and that's what businesses should do.
That's amazing. It really is. We didn't talk about what's happened this week with the local sides. So, should we just have a... So, John, how did you quickly get on this week?
We had a league win against Selston on Saturday, 5-2. We obviously got relegated from Step 5 last year.
Okay.
Which turned out to be a good win. We're just about started in a bit of form now, and we've got the FA Vars Saturday against Lincoln United away, which will be a good game.
That'll be amazing. That's a really good game. And you played top of the league this week, didn't you?
We did. We did indeed. Yeah, Sherwood Colliery. I think they've played 3 away games and scored 13 goals this season. So they turned up at Station Road. They had their tails up, and we gave them a really good game. We got a 0-0 draw, hit the post in the last 5 minutes ourselves when we thought we'd nicked it. But we'd have certainly taken 0-0 at the start, it's fair to say. I know you should never go out for a draw, but sometimes the reality is that, you know, to get a draw in under those circumstances, the guys played fantastic. They battled really well. And we had over 200 people on the ground as well, which for a Tuesday night, if you can remember Tuesday with the wind and rain, we were really happy with that, weren't we? It was a great turnout, so some good support.
Because they scored a lot of goals, so a clean sheet against those guys was good.
Absolutely.
And last Saturday, was it away at Cambridge? Did you have a win at Cambridge?
We had 4-1.
4-1 win.
That was the week before.
That was the week before.
We were at Sleaford Saturday.
Oh, that's right.
So that was unfortunate. It's 1-0 reverse, but the week before in the cup, it was a 4-1.
4-1 win.
Yeah.
Whereabouts are we in the league?
We're fourth from the bottom.
Yeah.
So we've got a big game on Saturday. So we're at home on Saturday against Pinchbeck, who are in the bottom two. So six-pointer, as they say, even this early in the season.
You're welcome, Lewis Thorogood round this week, then, aren't you?
Oh, really?
So, and Johnny, whereabouts are you in the league at the minute?
I think we've just crept into the playoff places. I think we're sat fifth at the minute.
Okay.
We've had a relatively slow start compared to how we finished off last year, but yeah, we're gradually gaining momentum, so yeah.
So early days, and it's early days for you guys. So just, we're going to be back in a few seconds over a quick break, and then we're back to finish off.
Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants, for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
As a parent, you always want to protect your kids, so make sure their vaccinations are up to date. Measles and whooping cough are on the rise and can cause severe illness, but childhood vaccinations can help prevent them. Are your child up to date? Find out more. Search online for NHS vaccinations.
107.8 FM, Radio Newark.
Welcome back to Radio Newark Sport. So, yeah, I've got to hand over to Michael now. It's a little bit embarrassing. Go on, Michael, go for it.
No, well, we were looking through one of our programmes from earlier this season, and we tend to do something called a Low Fields Legends Spotlight. And when I was flicking through, I found this one, which is Mark Gore.
Don't know him.
Do you remember Mark Gore? Apparently, his hometown's Newark, although for some reason his first school was in Mönchengladbach. So do you know, does this have any ring there, Mark?
Just a little bit.
So, yeah, so it's a fantastic picture here of Mark with a bit more hair. And I'm not sure, you know, you're looking pretty good still, Mark. So
thank you, mate.
You should, you know, it's not too bad. But, yeah, so it's always good to put some of our legends in the programme. And I've brought this for you, Mark, so I'm going to give this to you. But
thank you.
It's worth saying that Mark played for, well, we weren't Newark and Sherwood United in those days. Who were we in those days? What was
it? Worthington Simpsons.
Was it Worthington Simpsons? Well,
yeah, that tells you how far back it's going.
Absolutely. So you played for us for 7 years, 84 to 91.
Yeah.
And you were a pretty prolific goal scorer by the looks of it, over 100 goals for the club. So I know you don't like to talk about it, but, you know.
They scored past Jonah. They did a Jonah.
No, you didn't, mate, ever.
And I think the we were talking beforehand, weren't we? And it says on here about who was the best dressed in the dressing room? And you've given yourself.
I gave it to myself, yeah. I thought it'd be rude not to join.
So, Mark, I'm going to give you that programme for yourself.
Thank you. I mean, to talk about this, and it is part of the history of Newark and Sherwood, obviously.
Absolutely.
They were a really good club. And
were? Are we?
As in, back in the day, despite the age of the club. But it's like, it was around volunteers.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't get paid, and the players turned up. And I enjoyed it so much. And all of the guys that played in those days, and there were some really good footballers, you know, if hopefully they're listening. But I had a great time, and it was a great education for me because I was quite young when I started out with them. So, no, I really, really enjoyed it. And so Newark and Sherwood, hopefully, you know, you get my vote for hopefully going up this year into step four if you can. Because it's a tough start for you guys, wasn't it?
A very tough start, yeah. Yeah, it's a tough league, actually. And I think there's a lot of the clubs are really pushing the boat out this season because we've got the playoffs. So there's a bit more opportunity to achieve something in the league this season than there was last season. And I think there's teams seem to be very, very strong.
But it's a long way to go, and it's still early days. There's, 27 games left. So, and we've been playing well. We've had a good couple of results. Two results out of the last three have been really positive. So, you know, that's what it's about. If we can get some momentum going, then we can certainly move up the league quite quickly.
Well, you've got I'm going to mention Dennis. You've got a great coach in Dennis. He's a motivator. Yeah. I know Dennis.
He's called lots of things alongside being a motivator.
I tend to call him Mr. Motivator. But, so, yeah, Dennis has been around the game a long time, and obviously you brought JD in as well. Ex-pro,
yeah,
you know, and he's been a long way up the league. So you've got the basis for it, haven't you? So
yeah, I mean, but JD's still very early on in his management career, so you know he's learning how to be a manager, and I think that one of the things that we're really keen to do at the club is to give people time to develop. You know, however you look at it, we are a development club. We're trying to develop players. We've got a very young team. We've got a relatively young and inexperienced manager, and you know they will learn, and they'll only learn by making mistakes. You know, when we get well beaten, that's an opportunity to learn. You know, you should always draw something from every experience. So, you know, adversity is where you learn, and so we will have some adversity. It won't be a straight line. But you know, as we learn and support each other, we'll grow and develop as a team, and that's what we want to do. And that's what I think Newark football can do. You know, I think everybody's learning from each other. Everybody's trying to be more professional in the way that they deliver football and create the experience, the match day experience for people to want to come down. Mm. You know, what my dream is to see more and more people, rather than spending their money with clubs like Manchester United, you know, driving all the way over to Manchester, the cost and everything else that's involved with that, why not just get out and really enjoy grassroots football?
Absolutely.
Support it locally. Businesses, you know, get behind it. You know, get the women's game is just going to the next level. Newark Town doing fantastic stuff with women's football. You know, there really is an opportunity to take football to the next level. And if in Newark we can get behind that and get support from our local council and from the businesses, you know, I think we've got an opportunity to stand out from the crowd.
Just a quick question. Do you think Collingham Football Club have benefited from just what you've just been saying? Do you think the fact that you've got a Step 5 club now at the same ground, do you think that you've seen a lot more for Collingham and the local youth at Collingham, because they've got a nice youth setup there as well, haven't they?
They've got a fantastic youth setup at Collingham. I mean, really, Collingham needs more facilities. We need more we need more grass to play on at Collingham. Damo's come in, done a fantastic job taking over the first team, and
there he has, hasn't he?
Is top of the league there. So it's all I'm quite often in football, clubs don't work together. I'm a massive advocate for clubs trying to work together. You know, we lost Ryan to Grantham.
Yep.
And we had him back on the pitch playing. So he's on a dual contract at the moment. So, you know, I'm very encouraging of our players to push themselves to play at a high level. It's always disappointing when they actually do go on and play at a high level, because you've lost them.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we lost two great strikers
last season.
At the end of last season, you know, and we perhaps haven't quite replaced them. But you've got to encourage players to push as far as they can get. And by working together as clubs, I think we can do that. You know, we compete when we play each other on the field, but we should support each other and work together off the field.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's where we should be.
And I think that, you know, on the field piece, if you look at, you know, what's happening, there's a lot of clubs doing really well. We talked about Town in the top five. We talked about Collingham, top of the league, Southwell, top of the league. So these clubs are pushing to get to the next level, which is absolutely fantastic for the area. And I do believe that behind the scenes, working together is also important, because you look at businesses, if they work together on the back behind the scenes and allow the front end to really flow, then it can really be a great foundation and a real change for the community that's around us, and everybody benefits, and that's got to be a good thing for Newark and surround,
for the town.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, absolutely. Well, that was, it's been a really, really good chat, and thank you so much for coming in tonight, boys. John, I enjoyed it, even though the rivals were in.
I did think, Mark, that you were going to ask Johnny a question when he'd got a mouthful of those chocolate buttons.
Is that what
raised a great opportunity just when we came back on air there?
He knows better.
Yeah, just so you know, Jonah complained that I didn't have any buttons this last week, so you've had some this week. But no, really appreciate you coming in.
We appreciate our time. No, thanks very much for inviting us.
No problem. Thank you for the...
For the programme.
Very much appreciated. So coming up after the break, we've got Dino, who's going to do the Soul Show. And next week, unfortunately, Phil doesn't know this yet, but I'm away with work next week, so we're going to miss out next week. But the following week, I've got Dean Sugden coming in. So really looking forward to that. Thanks again, guys. Really, really enjoyed it. And take care. Thank you for listening.
I want you to hold me. Don't let me go. Be the one and only. Take all control. Stay with me forever, at least for the night. Even when you leave me, lead me to the light. You are my desire.
FM and up to date on social media. We are Radio Newark. With the latest news.